cliffcentral.com.
Okay, there we go. This is the am I on the thing? Make me sound handsome. All right, there you go. With Eric Janssen, this is the
Gas Comedy Podcast.
It's 9 o'clock on a Friday. This is live. So that means everything that happens now is happening now.
It's for real.
Unless you're listening to this later, then this already happened.
Earlier.
Yes.
Yes.
This is totally time travel. We pre-recorded a show yesterday with Robbie Collins and
Suhail Essa.
Okay, cool. He was here and we were here and they were all here together.
And we said things into these microphones and it was amazing.
Okay, did the door just open by
itself?
Yeah,
the door just... Poltergeist.
Yeah, pretty scary.
Cool. So, what's happening?
Tell me what's happening. What I don't want to happen is this music. Okay, there we go. That's happening.
There we go. That sounds better. Yeah, so this is the Gas Comedy Podcast. You can find it on cliffcentral.com. Alternatively, download the Cliff Central app on the App Store and listen to all your favorite podcasts on Cliff Central. It's amazing, it's easy, it's simple, and you can do this while doing other things in your life. For example,
this is the first time you've actually prepared something.
I didn't. I was just going to be like,
so while you're doing, go.
Drink tea and listen to a comedy podcast.
With your earphones in?
With your earphones in.
Okay. Do you think people listen to podcasts at gym?
Make toast. No, I think they listen to really hardcore shit that helps them pump.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I would do if I had earphones at gym. Yeah.
Do you go to gym? How are you doing now?
I should go back to gym, actually. I haven't been in 2 months.
Have you missed leg day?
Look at this thing. Look at this. I'll put a picture. No, I'm not going to put a picture
like
up.
Eric,
that's weird.
Eric has embraced summer. He's totally like in it. He's got shorts on.
Yes.
Black tackies with black socks.
Yes. No white socks.
Looking good. The lady we got another radio station here called Tebow Touch. Never heard of it? Touch Central with Tebow. T-Bone? Is that, am I saying it right? T-Bone?
This is why you can't be trusted on your own, Dave, because you do silly things. But carry on. Let's
go. Okay, so Tebow Touch is from another radio station that shut down because the SABC.
Okay.
Where is he from? Metro.
No, carry on. Let's hear
help
the story.
Me, Eric, help me. Is he from? He's a famous dude, and I've never heard of him.
He's a famous dude, yeah.
But
no,
you know what's
famous.
Cool? Yeah, he's never heard of me either. Let's go. Game on.
Wow, that's funny.
So he runs the thing next door, and the lady who runs their show said, why do we keep calling you albino? And it's not because you are one. It's more likely because you look a little bit lighter than most people.
Yeah.
I think she thought you were an actual albino.
Yeah, she was like, wow, actual albino person.
Yeah, then we're getting hate mail from albino. I'm pro. I'm not against anything.
Me neither. Albinos are awesome, man.
Let's have one on the radio.
We should. In fact, when I did the Dan Nichols show the other day, what's his name?
What did you do on the Dan? Yes, let's talk about that.
Hilton,
the Dan Nichols show.
What's the man's name? The Paralympian that won gold and
Barry
silver?
Barry Hilton. Kurt Langefeld. No, that's a comedian.
Hilton Langenhofen, if I'm not
Hilton
mistaken.
Hilton Langenhofen.
There we go.
So they had Barry Hilton and Hilton Langenhofen on the same show.
Yeah, and some boxer dude that
called
boxed
Hilton
for like
as well.
27 years. No, no, no. He's the old guy.
He boxed for 27 years.
From Kempton Park.
Must be tired.
Yeah, he's been boxing. So they were on the show. And
so what were you doing
cool,
on the
man.
Show?
I was the warm-up act because what happened was Dan Nichols said he's tired of doing the warm-up himself. Because then he still has to stick to a script. And he's like, yeah, let's get an up-and-coming comedian in and let the people laugh for 5 minutes. So I did that, and it was cool, and Barry Hilton thought it was funny. So
those are very cool, though, the live
audience.
Warm-up act.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got to just chill, or did you do straight stand-up comedy?
No, I did.
You have to warm up the audience for the show, plus for yourself. No one warms you. No one says, hey, we've got a really great guy coming, keep it
no,
cold.
They did. No. What's the name did that?
Okay, Dan did that.
What?
They don't film your warm-up?
Yeah, they filmed it.
So
I'm
you've got it. Can you get
it
on? Can you put it on the tubes?
Next week. I'm getting it next week.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and I'm going to put it on the tubes.
Because I'm into your career. I want you to achieve great things.
Thanks, man.
Eric Janssen.
Dave, that's the nicest thing.
Speaking about achieving great things, here's a guy who's going to be a doctor.
Ever said things to me. Thank you.
Suhail. My favorite Persian.
I'm not Persian.
My second favorite. Where the fuck are you from then? Your mom's Persian.
South Africa.
It's Iranian. It's Iran, isn't it?
Same place you're from, Dave.
South Africa.
Wow.
Why do you sound and look different to me? Why?
What is your secret?
Are your parents also mine? Half Norwegian. So I'm Norse. So I've got full on. I can lose my shit.
So my name is Norse.
Do you speak any Norse or whatever they speak?
I don't know what they speak. I'm Scandinavian Norway. From Norway. But I can. I will rape and pillage. if given half a chance.
Dave, so, I mean, that's beautiful. This is normal for you.
That's but the Norwegians were mostly white as well, so it's in their blood. Yeah. We can take your village. Ha.
And
we'll give you some beads and you will be happy.
Transition. Yeah.
So you guys came like after the British and
the Norwegians.
Yeah.
No,
when did they come to South Africa?
No, my grandfather, my mom's father was a missionary. So he came here and he was like fully into fixing things and getting and kind of like before apartheid. So he was here in the 30s.
Okay.
Trying to get before apartheid. There always was apartheid.
It's just named.
Young Rubik arrived and said,
named
who
it.
Are these? Who are these people that are standing on the beach? We were here first.
Is that your boat?
He's in a boat. He's like, we were here first. But look, we came. Where were you? How did you guys get here? It wasn't a race.
We walked.
Maybe that's what racism is. We're like, he said to them, "Why are you guys?
Literally a race.
Why are you standing here on the beach? Like, come on.
Let's, we beat you here. We were here first.
Let's have okay.
Your boat's bigger than
whoever wants to land. We swim to the boat and back.
leave the sailboat. Swimming touches the boat first and comes back. Gets the land.
That's how you guys want.
That was the first one.
That's how it started.
We don't swim so good.
And now
that's funny.
Okay, so where are you from? Let's go through this. People want to know about comedians. Here's the deal. We recorded a show yesterday with Robbie Collins for next week. And I think that's going to be our peak show because I've never known Robbie Collins to be so zen. He's like totally...
Robbie Collins knows his comedy. So chilled.
He's very... But it's almost to a point. Like I said to him yesterday, what happened with the gigs? He says he went through a phase where there weren't any gigs.
Yeah.
So he put his earphones on and he'd go for a run, start doing things, just get anything else to not think about comedy. Otherwise, he'd sit there the whole day going... Why am I not doing gigs?
Yeah,
and that can drive you mad.
Yeah,
Are you getting gigs, Sahil Issa?
Yeah, I feel like now I'm getting quite a few gigs, but I go through patches where I get nothing. So.
Speaking about patches, are all comedians who want to be doctors like into Patch Adams?
No, I don't even watch Patch Adams. I've heard of it.
Like, if you want to become a comedian and you're a doctor, that put you in a room and they make you watch Patch Adams.
No, not yet. I think they haven't added that to the curriculum. But
do they make you?
There's a reason for that. You're either not a comedian yet or not a doctor yet.
Do they make you?
I'm not a doctor yet. So.
Do they make you watch Grey's Anatomy?
No.
Ah, damn
that's,
it.
That's not real medicine.
Doctor 90210.
But you know, you put us under pressure. You're going to be a doctor, and Eric's a nothing. He hasn't studied. Fuck all.
That was a beautiful way of school.
He's an albino.
Look at that. Can you hear?
That's a lack of melanin. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just transparent. It's fun though.
But what did you want to be when you left school besides a comedian?
I was going to study to be a chartered accountant. And then they were like, you have to do this thing for 5 years. Then I was like, fuck that.
But you know, the comedy you have to do for more than 5 years.
What do you mean?
You have to do this for more than five years.
Yeah, but I love doing this. I don't want to be fucking doing books because apparently as well, it's the job with the highest suicide rate.
I heard it was dentists.
No, I also heard it was dentists.
Yeah,
but then why would you kill yourself over teeth? Say, like for real,
I don't know.
Guy.
It seems like a depressing.
Oh my god, your mouth thinks I'm gonna hang myself. Teeth. No,
yeah.
Like you're the authority on teeth, buddy.
Yeah,
your people have let you
I've
down.
I've got half a false tooth because I lost one of my. Teeth
when do
at
you
Gold
get?
Reef.
At what point does
you lost a tooth at Gold Reef?
Yes.
Now we need to know this story.
You know what's lacking?
You lost a tooth at Gold Reef.
Yes, I was on the River Rapids.
Was it on?
I was on the River Rapids. Yes, my girlfriend.
No. It was.
We're listening to this.
Myself. And three of my friends were on this thing, and you know there needs to be six people on the rapid, on the raft. I mean,
okay, no, I don't.
So,
but okay.
Okay,
it's not a raft. It's a plastic molded thing, like fiberglass.
Yeah. Six of us have to be.
They lied
to
you, Eric, but carry on.
Did you flash for the camera?
Of us, yeah, I did that. Yeah, okay. After I lost my tooth. Right. So
it was nice. There's a story with a colored guy with the word gold and tooth in it.
I didn't say gold.
He said Gold Reef.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah.
Carry
on. Me there. Right. So the four of us are in, and we're like, yeah, let's go. And the guy's like, no, there needs to be six of you. So I'm like, okay, shit. So two random people jump in, and this guy starts speaking to us like he's known us for years.
But that's because you're kind of famous.
So... Did you tell him something silly and then he punched you in the face, you lost two teeth?
No. So we're sitting in the raft and we're doing the thing. And as it's going, he says, guys, you know, it'll be fun if we rock this thing and it dips. So we're like, relax, guy, relax.
No, it's on a rail.
The first rule of
so
the train.
It's him and his sister, and they're busy rocking the thing. So as they're rocking the thing, he loses his balance and he swings his elbow at my face. So as I dodge, I didn't see the back of the raft, and yeah, my face collided with it. And oh, Lord. When I opened my mouth, I felt
the
breeze.
The first rule of rides, keep your hands and feet inside the ride at all times.
He was about to hit me with his elbow, so he could have broken my nose. And then I went and broke my own tooth.
So which tooth was it?
Sacrifice. Top left. I don't know. Wait, how do you
top
describe
left. It's a bicuspid.
Yes. There we go. The one you used to bite.
Premolar.
Oh, oh wow. Okay.
The one you used to bite.
Lateral. Did you want to be a dentist?
Lateral bicuspid medial.
Did you?
How do you premolar? Know this?
Just past the upper mandible, which oh, wow. was to the... lateral medial bimolar precussor.
He's just making up words.
Where did you get
on the fly? And
but I'm
you
getting
guys
it right.
Believe
it. It sounds true.
It sounds accurate.
It does sound very yeah. true, Dave.
So the top left one yeah. that I used to bite with, that's the one.
Okay.
Like in a certain light, you can
I use
actually
all my,
see.
You know what
it looks
I do?
Weird.
I use all
like
my teeth to bite with.
Use every single one.
I've lost so many teeth at the back here.
Right in the front.
Now this is the question. At
yes.
what point do colored boys get the gold tooth? Come inside.
That's a life choice.
So we got that one.
Because what happened was,
it's a life choice.
What happened was, I knew a guy. Well, I don't knew a guy.
Do you
I,
have a gold
I
tooth?
Still no, I don't. I'm not that kind of colored. What happened was, these people amputate their
He's
teeth.
Hardly colored.
they amputate their teeth and then they decide, okay, I'm gonna fill the space that I've taken a tooth out with gold.
But a gold tooth apparently, most of them gold is the best thing because like, it breathes, it's stronger. I suppose titanium would be better, but is gold a good thing for teeth? How do they get it in there?
No,
I'm
not a dentist, Dave. It's not
how it
works.
Don't you do physiology and anatomy first year and get an entire body spectrum?
Yeah, but we don't learn about fillings and like tooth placings and putting gold in teeth.
So if my filling falls out, I must not go to a doctor.
No, you should go to a dentist. That's what they train. See, wow. dentists are specialists from
Who
the time they
that,
start.
Eh? You're learning so much shit today.
Yeah, no, I think it's a choice you make at like age 16. You decide between your first pair of Cavellas and a gold tooth. So
as
some
a color
people
guy.
Choose okay. gold teeth.
So then now yeah. what happened?
How
is,
much is a gold tooth?
Because we were shooting
it's
the breeze.
It's like $1,500.
What?
No, man, that's for an ounce of gold.
$1,000.
Sorry,
it's $1,500.
Jeez.
Well, it depends. If you do the whole tooth, a slit is like $700.
A slit.
Oh my
God.
If you
God.
Do like a Nike dick, it's like $350. I don't know what the exchange rate is on
yeah,
gold
no.
teeth. Okay, I'm just guessing.
So
on
amazing
the, on
that,
the,
but
on the
that
colored stock exchange market, the slit
the
is
red,
going at $700.
Ah, no, the
colors will customize anything.
Why?
Like, even their own bodies. They're like, I don't like this. I'm going to lower my jaw,
but in,
put gold in my tooth.
Let me tell you, Dave, in Durban.
I want dollar signs in my eyes.
Indians in Durban love gold tooth and gold teeth, and they don't just love the caps. They like. I once saw a guy with a Playboy bunny on one tooth, and a red like, and I was like, "What is that in your mouth? Ruby? Oh, ruby! Check ruby. Ruby and Playboy.
I'm yeah. worth a lot.
Hey, but
you know what they call me? Hugh Hefner.
Another you.
And what is with the number plates?
I don't know.
An Indian guy in gold, though. You're like, I worked.
I saw.
I worked at Macro. There was a guy that had 6 gold teeth. He had 3 gold
rings. But how does he know? Is he smiling
rings.
Like this?
He had 8 rings and he wore gold studs in his ears.
And his girlfriend?
I don't know his girlfriend because he works at Macro. So this bra just had all the gold.
Oh, he was a working guy.
He like, I
what
think
did
he
you do
minded
Macro?
Himself. I was that announcer guy. I did the promotions and stuff.
You did the announcing?
I did the stuff.
Do
yeah.
do which, one for us now?
No.
Do one for us now,
no.
but like in like hectic.
It's like a cool one.
Like
I don't have a cool
tell,
one
tell,
now.
Like, so there's a new washing fridge machine. On the market. Yeah, washing machine.
I like the wow. new Samsung silver nanotechnology.
Putting me on the spot. I didn't work at Macro. I lied. I was a shelf bag.
Announce
a
sale on tampons. Announce it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Nkosinathi Maki.
Nkosinathi Sailor, can you please talk into the microphone?
Yes, yes.
Say hi. Yeah, hello, everybody.
Hi, people.
What this has become is just a conversation between comedians, and people are just like, they walk in.
Yeah, this is like yeah. you were standing, like three of us were just standing there,
and
then
someone
he saw
just
us,
came
and he just yeah. joined us and waited for his opportunity.
And did that thing with his head.
Yeah. You know that? The up nod.
What's up with you?
Up yeah,
nod.
Nkosinathi Maki.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. Shishini. I'm good. Was
what was the word you said?
Shishini. Maki is Japanese. So.
Maki is Japanese, man.
Maki is Japanese. So.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Maki is a kind of sushi.
Yeah, it's a special food.
But that's
but,
a,
that,
it's
but
also
you said
African
it. You said, he said shishini with like a black accent.
Was that was Blackanese.
Yeah, it was black Japanese. Maki. This is a black Maki.
That was Blackanese. That was not Japanese.
Listen. Any sushi that's done by a black person at any spa, it's not Chinese sushi.
It was sushi with
nothing authentic about it. If there's any
sushi with Lucky Star.
Oh wait,
like yeah, like what I just no, said. Like
we just got that. Any no from the
I don't
producer.
Trust any guy kind of. A guy by the name Jabu who does sushi at any at any place, at any sushi bar. I don't trust it at all.
And you walk into Pick and Pay and there's Jabu behind the counter.
No, I want, I want Jabu to lie to me. I want them to lie to me. At least put a colored guy that looks Chinese.
Okay.
With the name China. And then... You know, and then put Jabu at the back to prepare the sushi. Then it makes sense to me. Like, okay, there's a bit of like...
The colored, colored guy's nickname is Ling Ling. Ling Ling. He doesn't know how he got it. His name is Ling Ling, and then he's there promoting sushi for no reason.
Oh, you want to buy? Oh, you're Chinese? Nah, my brother, just paying me to be Chinese.
Ling Ling.
That's funny.
No, I mean, like, it's
how
cool.
How did you get the name Ling Ling? I lost my gold tooth.
Yeah. the sound it made when it fell out. This is golden. This is so golden.
Is it gold, eh?
It's golden. Like, this is like if there was an Indian guy, he would have took this and put it in his mouth as well.
It's a ruby.
Funny. It's a ruby. That's blazing. Yeah, no, I did that thing, the announcer thing. It was cool, but it was weird because I lost the thing halfway through a sales pitch, especially if like nobody.
You lost
came.
The job?
No, I meant the voice because you know you have to do it in a certain voice.
So you can't do it in your normal, like, gray and pop colored voice.
You need to come down to multimedia.
That's how Wasima Senior.
That's when you lose your job.
Because that's how Eric talks. That's you'll exactly how he talks. Oh, washing machine.
You can also get a fritz.
A fritz and a washing machine.
Come back
together.
And let me tell you.
Put your beard aside and your clothes.
So well, he was sought after. They used to fly him down to Cape Town. Tell him to put that accent on.
Yeah. Well, that's
exactly. Problem is, then you're being... patronizing to the Cape Townians.
Yeah.
It's like,
why is this guy making a fun of us?
does he
think we all talk like that?
Nah, it's not a thing. Dave, met a
Dave, why do you sound Japanese though?
Yeah.
You can't accent it.
He sounds like a Japanese colored.
He wants my job at this sushi counter.
So, what are you doing back here? Did you drive here again?
Yes, I'm driving back to Cape Town actually tonight.
What's happening here?
Thing is, somebody bought me a new car, so I'm just driving it now.
Somebody bought you a new car.
Someone bought you a car.
Do you have a blesser or what?
No.
That is fantastic.
No.
I like to hear comedians doing well.
Somebody was like, listen, I like what you're doing. And listen, I'm going to buy you a car, but you're going to have to pay for it.
A sugar installment.
So it's not a sugar
like
mama. It's a guy.
So now
it's a guy.
That is a blesser, just by the way.
That's a blesser.
Did you have to give him a hand job or suck his dick or anything weird?
No, I Nah, I didn't do it.
Because I'll never do that again. I got a car bought for me.
Like, have you seen the size of his car?
Does this normally happen? Does this normally happen? And I'm there at the Ford dealer on my knees. And I'm like, oh, I'll take the car. But it's very very unlike. Even West Bank are going, you don't have to do that to get finance. But hey, I got. So you got a car. What car is it?
Yeah, it's a Polo Vivo.
Excellent.
It was nice.
Will it make it to Cape Town? It's uphill. It's downhill, right? It's downhill to Cape Town.
No, he said, I was doing Uber. So he bought me a Polo Vivo sedan.
This and guy.
And I was like, I want to do Uber. You're going to be a comedian. I want to do long distance Uber.
Now you have a motor vehicle.
That's
brilliant. That's a hard problem. Listen, guys,
road
coming
in South Africa.
It's Friday, and Kusunati Maki's got a car. I think that deserves a beer.
Yeah,
that's a beer moment.
Wow,
that's a beer. But
I feel like on the show, everything deserves a beer.
Okay, it's breakfast beer tasting. We cracked one at 9:20.
Yo, that's like the earliest we've ever jumped in on a beer on the show. Yeah, that's the earliest, man. Like we normally wait for 9:30, but you are like, hey, beer because of you having a Polo sedan.
Okay, hopefully this doesn't spray onto the desk again.
You know, since we started doing this show, how long have you been doing this, Dave? Like a couple of months.
We've done, this is our 11th. This is our 11th one.
Right.
It's 9:20 in the morning.
So we've doctor. Been, you know what beer's got in it?
Hops and barley.
Hops, barley. It's basically jungle oats.
And some rusty nails from your garage.
Water.
And like,
I get most of my water from beer. I've realized that.
The flavor.
The other day I was drinking a beer. I was standing in my garden. I'm drinking a beer and I check people going. So they're looking at me weird. I'm like, why are they looking at me? Then I realize it's 8:30 in the morning. They're actually going to take their kids to school.
Your ward-
and I'm pouring it. I'm watching the bubbles flow up like that. And
you're just- watering the garden while drinking a beer.
No, I water my body first with beer. Then I I can't water the garden. We got water restrictions.
Oh yeah, that's true. Shame. Well done. Drinking beer.
Problem, you're using it to make your beer, aren't you,
it's,
Dave?
It's weird, Dave. You've got the what do you have? What? Shame, man. I feel bad for you.
But you got a guy who buys you
that's,
water.
That's been
no.
I'm Kwasinati's like neighborhood.
No, listen. In
that's,
the township,
that's been happening in Kwasinati's neighborhood for the past 400 years. So.
There's no water restrictions in the hood.
Yeah. There's no water. Yeah.
No, there's so much water in the hood. Have you seen the number of car washes in the hood?
Yo.
Have you ever been to a car wash and like, ah, sorry, boss, don't have water. Like, it's never
the car wash doesn't have water.
No, it never happens. It never happens.
We just use soap on your car.
It never happens. You're saying that they've always got water?
They've always got. He's right. There's like six
car washes. Dave, I feel like
you have water restrictions. You pay for. You pay for water? Do you really? And they restrict you from using it?
Never.
Shame, man. Never. I feel bad for you,
Dave. Clean your car with a high pressure cleaner.
Dave,
all
I
the
feel
car
like
washes.
that's a gap in the market for you. You can provide beer to car washes.
Listen, I am providing beer to another washes. Radio station. They've got a bar thing that they're doing, a bar challenge on, what's that one there? Jacaranda.
Yeah.
So the one guy said, you need craft beer at your bar because they're going to challenge each other to who makes the best bar at this Pretoria Homemakers Fair.
Yeah.
So I said, you need craft beer, my boy.
That's blazing.
So I'm giving you, what's his name?
Dave, where do you actually brew Dave's
in the bath.
In his bath.
Why don't you come see doctor?
In
Dr. Issa.
Bath.
No, Dave.
Hey, why don't I have it approved? When you are a doctor, why don't I have a letter on there saying, I'm Dr. Issa and I approve of this
Yeah,
message.
Because a Muslim doctor approving beer.
That's the best thing.
Good for business. That's very
that's the
good
best thing. What you do is you approve of all the ingredients before I add the alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, I don't add
I'll
alcohol.
I'll put a halal stamp
how does
on it as well.
How do, you did science. I'd love that. Yes.
This beer is totally cool.
And Muslim was like, I've done that, I must admit. I've said to my friend, I do a non-alcoholic beer. And he said, oh, okay, I'm Muslim, can I try it? I said, you can't actually try it because there's no such thing as no alcohol. Because in every molecule and everything, it will always have a little bit of sugar and there'll be a little bit of yeast and it will make 0.0000000% alcohol. There will still
no,
be.
But come on, no.
So I had a non-alcoholic beer, but wow. I know I had three of them which were non-alcoholic, but I know two or three of them were, and he was drinking and he's saying, this is very nice. Is this what beer tastes like? I'm like, oh, well, you're Muslim. It's beer. It's a brew of stuff like barley and hops and things. It's like it's a tea. So yeah. He goes, oh, this is fantastic.
Oats
he
water.
Didn't know there was so much alcohol in that beer. I think Allah was upset with him that day.
Yeah.
When he was driving home, he's like, wow, man, I feel light and
I feel
and airy.
Like
and he's talking shit to people. That non-alcoholic beer that Dave makes is fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just for the record, yeah. I don't make a non-alcoholic beer.
That's fine.
I am an alcoholic. So as a Muslim guy, you won't just bless my ingredients?
I can't. I'm not a priest. I don't just bless people's beers.
So why can't you become must I get an imam to do that?
Yes, get an imam. Try calling them up and see if they'll do it.
Blessing the hops.
Bless the hops.
Hops
bless
is grown hops. On a tree.
But then you ferment it and you make it into alcohol.
I don't ferment the hops.
Okay, what do you ferment then?
The yeast, I think. I don't know. I don't make the beer.
I just put it in bottles,
you just
man.
Put it in your,
no, you know
in your bathtub.
You, make, you cook your oats and your barley and you make like a big roux. It's like a massive soup.
Yeah.
You drain that and you get what there'll be a wort left. Wort.
Right.
So it's water mixed with that. So you get quite a thick
lovely.
Water.
Wort.
It is. It's basically a soup, but it's a lovely soup.
And then you put it in the bathtub, then you get into the bathtub.
Yeah.
And it adds flavor. It yeah. does. It does.
That's why you call it Dave's Brew.
Dave Brew. Come on.
Dave Brew. I think your beer would kill in Durban. You gotta go.
But I must say, must make it. Hey, Dave Brew.
Dave.
Hey, Brew, you wanna try a beer, Brew?
You know that I was on a radio show at East Coast Radio. My name's Dave Levinson, and my producer's name was Lev David.
Oh.
It was very odd. It was like meeting an opposite of me.
What radio show is this?
It was the morning show on East Coast Radio.
Ah, you were
Darren Scott.
Really? You were in East Coast?
Yeah. Well, you're a Durban boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Shows you how good I was, eh?
Very surprised.
No, I just
Wait, what? From what year to what year?
2004.
You were
11.
You were in primary school.
Six.
No, in primary school.
I don't know what grade six is.
You're standard four.
Okay, you were 10. You were 8.
Shit,
no.
You're old, 12. Man.
Did you want to be a doctor then?
No, I decided.
Were you funny then?
I feel like, yeah.
What?
Let me tell you.
You know, when I met you, I thought Carmen Nida was like your sister or something.
No,
you
man.
That's funny. Ow.
They met us together. They like just came forward like this, the two of them out of the shadows.
Like, hey,
hi, I'm Carmen, and hi. I'm Sahel. And I'm like, all right.
Blazing.
Weird. You introduce yourself together like that all the time. And then they both went and did comedy. Kind of Carmen died a bit. Sahel just fucking was himself. And it was just weird. After I said, that's cool. You like the carpenters.
I know what you wanted to say. Say, say what you wanted
you know
to say.
Do you know where it was? It was at that thing under, it was at the State Theatre or somewhere. It was a weird
Do you know
where
I met Dave first? I met Dave at the Underground when the Underground still happened. I hadn't started comedy yet, but I remember Dave headlined that show and Dave killed. Headlining. I was like, I want to do comedy because of
I never headlined at the thing. Someone never pitched up, bro. That's how the fucking thing worked. I'm sitting there at the backstage. I'm drinking because they had beers back there. So I had like six. You know, you know, fat people go, you must never have the last piece of pizza. Mm. And I'm like a drunk person going, you must never have the last beer. But I had the first six, so the last one, I was having that.
You had to have the last one.
And I'm like a drunk there, just doing open mic. I'm going to chill here at the Underground. I'm going to just improvise some shit. Dave, you know you're headlining.
Sober.
No, Dave, and Dave killed. It was him, I think Pops. And Pops made fun of me, actually. At night, I was sitting in like the front row.
Pops makes fun of everybody.
Yeah, Pops was brilliant. It was you there. Pops. Robbie, actually, that night, Pops. I saw Robbie. Robbie died on his ass. Let me tell you what Robbie... Robbie came out and he said this. Deaf girls are sluts. That's his... that was his opening line.
That's a little bit kind of gag, though.
Deaf girls are sluts. And then everyone was just like, explain. No. And he was... And this was his premise. Because deaf girls can't hear the bass in music. So then they just danced. Like
he lost him, hey?
He just lost him. And then Dave came out with some brilliant, amazing stuff.
And then what did you... Did I meet you at the bar afterwards?
Muslim guy.
And then I was like, I want to start comedy. And you're like, yeah, boy, come start. You told me were you running the gig at Rodizio?
That wasn't...
Dave
yet.
Would have been on camera.
Yeah, that didn't happen yet.
Okay, just picture. Hold my beer. This is for my mom. Okay.
This is weird.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, then you can take a picture of me.
That's okay, amazing.
And then did you start... So basically you started comedy because I said you must just start comedy.
You and a few other people.
I'm taking responsibility for that.
Yeah.
I like
so
that.
I think about it almost a year
later.
You know,
one day when you're really good, some random guy is going to buy you a Polo Vivo.
And then I'll become a long-distance Uber driver. Hey, Inkosinati.
I'm so interested in this. So whatever you've got, there's
so
more interesting
shit. Tell us more about this.
Inkosinati
Maki really
started comedy last week, apparently.
Wait.
He's already got a car. Trevor Noah got the Daily Show. That's the equivalent of that.
No, you know what happened?
Oscar host.
Some people come to industries with like an all access pass.
Yeah.
I'm not lying to you. Yesterday there was last week there was a show, Blacks Only.
Yeah.
And there was just a guy nobody knew who was there doing 10 minutes.
On the lineup.
And he killed. We're like, who's this guy? We don't care. His name is Cow Cow. That's all we care about. All access from nowhere to Blacks Only. That's all you know.
Yes, that's blazing.
Did you do Blacks Only?
No. I was there as a guest.
As an audience member.
He was the Uber driver.
Is Blacks Only? Let's talk about that. Let's get serious for a moment. Yeah. Is Blacks Only got a shelf life, or is it going to carry on forever?
Nah, forever.
I think Blacks Only like can carry on forever, man.
As long as David Gow's alive.
No, oh, man.
But I think
even afterwards,
when he's dead, he'll just pass it on to, I don't know, maybe Inkosinati Maki.
Generally, black people are not good at passing on stuff.
David can't buy your car.
Black people die with their things. If a black guy owns a shop, when he dies, the shop is
gone. The shop
gone.
Dies also.
Am I lying to you?
Oh, that's because it gets looted, man.
Dies. No, nobody loots the shop. When the guy dies, the shop dies too. Like, we're going to bury you in the shop.
That's how that works in the Indian community. You give it over to your cousin. If your son's not willing.
Are you Indian?
Like, yes, I'm Indian.
How Indian?
Very Indian, both my parents.
Most Indian families are Hindu, not Muslim.
There's a white Indian.
Now you see, in India,
why did you say it like that?
What?
In India?
India. Because it's India.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Sunny went back to...
Thank you, white man, teaching me about my country.
No, but only but you became proud almost, and you sat up straight.
India?
I want to tell you about India.
Okay, so in India, you have...
Okay, cool. Did your grandparents come here and cut sugar cane?
No, okay, so mine weren't the... See, the really dark ones, they cut the sugar cane.
That's where you get brown sugar from.
So you get Hewlett's, and then you get the other stuff. The other stuff is
okay. Off. No, this is facts. This isn't.
No,
weird.
This is really facts. This is so facts. First, the English. I'm
the
guessing,
dinosaurs came.
Yeah, the dinosaurs.
Then the meteor killed them.
And then a couple of hundred years later, the British are like, "We're here. Wouldn't you like to?" In fact, you know what they told the Indians? Some of them actually
it was a lie.
Yeah, they got tricked into coming to...
Is that not slavery? That's trickery. Like, yeah.
They didn't just tell them to...
Go on a cruise.
They didn't like... Whoosh.
Go on a ship
See, people
cruise.
Think it was like... Whoosh, and then get on the ship. They actually told them, no.
Is that the sound of a whip?
Yeah.
Don't do that in your comedy. It sounds like someone cutting sugar cane.
Yeah. So it was and then the cutting of the sugar cane. Okay. Wow. Then, so they didn't tell them, like, get on the ship, we're forcing you. They told them, so lovely Indians, we have...
You're doing an English accent.
Yes.
India.
Allow. Let the story finish.
So, wouldn't you like to come to Durban? No, what's in Durban? Well, they didn't talk like that before. They were like, what is in Durban? And then they were like, we have banana. Well, they told them there was gold growing on trees.
Gold. What's she telling
you? There was gold.
You
now,
they're like,
there was gold.
Put us on a ship.
There was gold growing on trees, right? That's what they told them. The Indians are like, really? We would like to come and see what this gold is about.
Because you know what? The Indians love mystery and they love that kind of vibe.
So they got on the ships, had a nice ride, got off.
Well, they had to row it themselves.
Yeah. And that was part of the price for the golden things growing on the trees.
Okay.
And then they got there and then the British were like, Harky, look.
Hear ye.
There's gold growing on the trees, and they're like, no, that's just bananas.
We know those. We use those in our curry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's so how...
Is that the truth? I mean, is that what they taught you
at school? That's really what happened, actually. Well, some of them were just stupid and got on the ship. And then, so what happened was, over a period of time, more and more Indians began to immigrate to South Africa. I feel like no one's listening to us.
You must know what it's like. No one is listening.
Yeah.
So,
to the seven people out there that care about me.
My friend Kathy just tuned in. She said, Dave, I found this thing on Cliff Central and I'm listening to you. You guys sound fucking drunk and like idiots. Everyone say hello, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Right. So basically my family came a little bit afterwards and they were just like normal people. They just were immigrating to another country.
Surname Issa.
It depends. So obviously I've got ancestors and they have different surnames.
Tell me.
So my great grandfather, his surname was Grand Mir.
Poobah.
Mir.
That was like his the space surname. Station.
Huh?
Like the space station.
I'd never heard of that. What's
Mir space station was Russian.
Oh, okay. All right, sorry, before my time.
Teach you everything.
And then the other side of my family was Juma. And they came as slaves.
But left as free people.
Yeah. Now they own businesses.
Unless they decided to stay.
And drive Mercedes-Benz. Like, you know, the usual stay. Indian things.
Ah, that's funny.
They're stealing the land back one gold banana at a time. That's quite weird.
Do you know what business my dad has? Let me tell you, Dave.
Tell me.
He owns a toilet paper factory.
Smart man. We're never going to not
need toilet job.
Paper.
Ah. It's a shit job, but somebody
and
has
is
to
his,
do
is his slogan, it's not over till the paperwork is done.
It's a good one.
One ply or two ply, hey?
All ply.
Hey, you know what I tried one day? Was a four ply with little patches of aloe. Hey, I tell you, my ring was so... It made a ting
moisturized.
Noise. Moisturized. Made a ting sound afterwards.
Made a ting noise.
Yeah, hit a dump and then...
You see those machines that actually like print out the puppies and
stuff? Well, why don't we print out the puppies?
You know they print out the puppies that you wipe
I can never
wipe
my ass with that puppy. The puppies are so... They're playing on the toilet roll.
Yeah.
In different positions. I cannot wipe my bum with the toilet
roll. I can't find the space between you guys to put the shit.
I can't.
Weird.
It's weird.
So anyway, that's the history of the Issa family. The Amirs, they arrived, they're now their own businesses. Things are doing well.
Funny. Yeah, they're doing well.
Do you find like a link like to your ancestors like that where they teach you like, listen, your grandfather came here with nothing, started this business.
Yeah.
Can we go to the toilet paper factory one day as comedians and do a tour?
Yes, Peter Maddisburg, sure. You guys.
Why not? We can travel. We take Kinkosonati's fucking polar.
Yeah, definitely. With his long distance Uber. Can we get Uber miles or what do you call it? Uber points?
Uber.
No, I don't know what Uber points are.
I used to be an Uber ambassador, you know that.
I used to have a Clicks Club card.
Both of them don't mean shit.
It's actually the same thing.
Exactly.
The email that they sent me, you have 12 rand to spend at Clicks.
I really?
Clicks. I'm like, what can you get for 12 rand?
Nothing.
Thing of chewing gum.
Chappies.
I got chewing gum for 12.
Chocolate.
It was 13 rand. I had to pay in a rand.
That's
wow.
Funny.
Because Nati Mark, are you doing shows here?
How was your one-man show?
Okay.
Yes, let's go.
Let's go there.
Will you come to my show tonight or are you leaving?
I'm leaving tonight.
Fuck.
So
what show?
What time is the show?
You'll
come. He can come.
No.
What time is the show? Observatory Golf Club.
8
tonight.
O'clock tonight.
8 o'clock.
But I
can play.
Mainland.
I can play.
Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
What time's Mainland?
That's 8,
I can play.
I think.
Because I said you can.
I can come play.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because I'm driving myself, so I can come.
But then back. Don't drive at night, because the Polo Vivo's only got that one fucking dim.
No. Polo Vivo is actually
all the energy listen, goes into the sound system.
Because at night,
fuck the lights. We need the bass.
Wait, Dave, is this a corporate? What is
no,
this?
No,
it's just a club gig.
It's a club gig.
It's my own one. It's called
Observatory Golf Club.
Dave's Comedy.
Dave's Comedy Night. Dave's Brews Comedy.
Oh, maybe I'll come. Maybe I'll come afterwards.
Close the show. Fantastic. You can close the show after Deep Fried Man.
Headline.
talk about that sugarcane thing. That's funny. Don't do comedy. Do show and tell.
What history lesson by Suhail.
What he did right there.
The darker ones. The darker ones are cutting the sugarcane.
You know, back in the day, or not even back in the day, when you and your uncles were chilling, and then you said something funny, and all your uncles around the uncle that you made fun of laughed. Then he just dropped that joke. Like, yeah, you can close after Deep Fried Man. Shit.
Horrible, man. Yeah. But Deep Fried Man's not that good. So, will you please come?
Because Inadia, how was your one man show?
Okay, where did you do it?
Okay, cool. Here's the thing. I was offered a date at the Pop Art, 20th of September, and I was like, okay, cool. It's gonna cost me money. And yeah,
why is it gonna cost you money?
Not because I have to come from Cape Town to Joburg to do that, just that.
Okay.
And so cool, but I had to do a show in Joburg anyway, so that my CV can say I had a one man in Johannesburg.
Some random guy bought me a car, and people will employ you.
I had a one man show in was it Cape Town? So
Cape Town,
that means my show is a national show now.
That's right. So basically, it's a tour.
It's a tour now. So
and it's also in the world. It's a world tour.
I don't care how people view it. Because I had like 9 people.
Oh shit! Don't ever stop, bro.
There were two comics.
Never run out of laughs.
There were two comics, and then there were people from. Listen, my show is international, guy. I'm telling you now, because 80% of the audience was from Scotland.
Like six.
So where did you do the show?
Kept them for an hour and a half.
Where did you? You locked the doors. Where was the show?
You are not going to leave ever.
Hour and a half of torture. I was like, listen,
at Pop Art.
Anyway, yeah, that was good.
So you did that date. That was 28th of.
20th of September.
And that's cool. So you did it.
I did it.
Okay, cool. It's hard. Pop Art's difficult because the marketing is difficult and people can't find it.
Nobody knows. And
I work there.
It's in the matrix.
Ooh, it's heavy.
So if it's in the matrix, that means if you're not in the system, that means you can't get in.
That's
it. So it's in Joburg. See,
and Fox also Street, the GPS Fox doesn't pick up Fox Street because Fox Street ends with a big building and actually carries on.
Yeah,
the building is built over Fox Street
in
the Transnet building.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it doesn't pick up Fox Street. It says you're in Fox Street, idiot. I'm like, Siri, don't do this to me.
You are in Fox Street.
But don't use Apple Maps anymore. Just use Google Maps.
Use Google Maps.
That's I don't know which one I'm pressing. I'm old.
We'll help you.
I found out about Snapchat. It's not just for sending dick pics. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Can you put those photos
really?
On your dick as well?
I didn't know.
Can you put those butterflies on your cock?
I don't know. Do you have Snapchat?
Answer me, Eric. You're young.
I'm Snapchatting right now.
I don't
snap. I made some money though, my show. I made $5.
Don't you make money for putting butterflies on your car?
Like, I made money in my show.
I want to see that.
I made money in my show.
From the 9 people.
Listen, from Cape Town, from Grahamstown to Cape Town, my show was like $60, right?
Okay.
And I moved to Joburg. The tickets were
$60.
Ticket sales, yeah. Okay. And then. Ticket sales, yes.
$60,
yes. And then, not ticket sales. Ticket price. Price.
That's different. I'm going to teach you about business. I'm Jewish and Indian. We'll teach you about business.
And then, that's the festival and stuff. And then, but now. Joburg now is now $100.
Okay.
So that's the price now.
Yeah.
So that's when I go back to Cape Town, my show's going to be $100.
Good luck.
So that's the price. So I'm going to get, I don't care if I get 5 people. I know I made $500.
My grandfather said to me, do you want to do 10 shows for R1,000? That's R10,000. Or do you want to just do one show for R30,000? I'm like, I'm working this out now.
Experience
is good. I will never say no to open my gig. I'll go to Poppies and do stuff. I'll go to the box.
$30,000 is nice though.
Yeah. So now, hang on, Kusunati Maki, that means you're doing well.
I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay.
But the comedy is your salary?
Yes, it is, basically.
That's dope.
I'm the only comedian in Cape Town actually do what I'm doing. So, I've got friends.
The only comedian doing what?
I've got everybody's numbers, actually. Do you know that? Since I bought this camera.
But you know what the weirdest thing is? Go through the first phone
call. Please
go through the first phone call with me.
Mm?
Go through it. When you phoned me when I was on the escalator in the shopping center.
No, he was driving. He's lying. Okay. I'm like, Dave.
It's Nazi.
Nazi. That's what he heard. I was saying Nazi.
So I'm thinking.
He was saying.
So
Nazi.
The Nazis are now phoning Jewish people like one on one.
We know where you are. We personally want to bring you to our shower.
So then he says what?
And then
it's the most confusing phone call I've ever had.
Yeah, no, I'm like, listen,
I'm a comedian.
Listen, I got your numbers from Eureka, and then Eureka was like, listen, you've got a show, we've got a gig, and would you like? I think at the time I was confused because I was driving.
I didn't know what was going on.
I was like, why is this guy calling me off a gig? I'm not even in Joburg. So that was that was a confusion, and I gave him a website. And then I tapped it wrong.
I didn't even go to the website.
I didn't go to it.
Okay. First of all, I don't have a gig. Yeah. It's at the end of the month. Can you do it? And then you've basically came to the gig. So I think your determination is just beautiful. That's fantastic. More comedians should be like that. They don't fight for that lineup. We're so lazy. We're like, yo, can I go and... One guy phoned me and says, hey, I hear you got a gig. Can I be on the lineup? I'm like, No, you can't. It just was so cheeky. I'll tell you exactly who it was. Pravesh Mangaldave. Yes, bro. This oak just, I don't know. Hey, I hear you got a gig, bro.
That's blazing.
Yeah, Pravesh, I've got a gig. It's in Bedford View. Hey, how many have you done already? Oh, well, we've done about 5 or 6. Hey, why have I not been on the lineup, bro? I'm like, because I have no idea who you are. Because it doesn't come up as his name. Now it comes up. Pravesh's number comes up as, don't answer this.
Oh. I smell beef. No, I'm joking.
I don't have beef.
No, it's not.
But it's cheeky. You would never phone. You never phone Joe Park and say, "Hey, why am I not on your lineup, bro?
hey, take my picture. Put me on the TV there." You'd never. Not in an Indian. I'm not saying it's Indian people. No,
but I mean, just have. I mean,
Why is it cool?
Have you phoned Roddy Quinn
for any race in South Africa, right? For any person of any other race to actually, when they speak of Indian people, why is it?
Because it's fucking cool.
It's a cool thing. Like it's like nobody feels offended by that. Like even Indians, like, hey. I'm impressed. You can do the accent.
But if you do black scent, is that not like, cool?
Hey, why?
There's always a black guy when you do it.
My best friend at the moment is my Richmond. He's called Richmond. He's a very giant Zulu man, and he loves to work in my garden. I have never paid him. He looked at my garden and he said he speaks to me in Zulu. He doesn't speak English. So he's proper from KwaZulu-Natal in Joburg. So when we talk to each other, I'll speak English and he speaks back to me in Zulu. There's no, it's not even like a question that he's going to speak. No, I do not speak Zulu.
Do you understand Zulu?
Not a word. So what's cool is, I'm always surprised. I'm always surprised at what my garden's going to look like. Because I'll say, like, I don't know who you are, but you're in my garden. And he's giant. He's massive. He's proper Shaka Zulu's. Like he's from his name's Richmond, so he's proper. Like he moved north and got that name. So he just comes in there. But now what I've tried not to do, and this is what I'm talking about, is I've never tried to do black scent with him. I've never said, Richmond, we are going to dig with Los Spade. I've never done that because my grandmother did that.
I feel like Richmond has been trying to leave this job since he got it.
They never got the job.
No,
he was in the garden. I said, hi, what are you doing here? He goes, and I'm like, and I can see he's pointing at the flowers that aren't there. And so you know what I got back? The other day he had dug up all the grass. Then I went and bought some grass from the side of the road. You know the guys who sell the
things? Yeah.
I bought about 50 slices. 50 slices of grass.
50 slices.
As you can see,
grass.
I'm very big into gardening. Yeah. Yeah. When I got back, he had put the 50 slices of grass in his garden. And I'm like, Richmond, you're outdoing yourself. And then he gave me the thumbs up, and then he said some stuff in Zulu, and then he went. No money has ever exchanged. Is he on like a retainer? What do I do? I've never given Richmond a cent. But anyway, that's the black scent thing. I refuse
to
speak to him.
Do you, Ngosinati, do you feel offended by black scent? Do you feel offended when non-black comedians do a black accent? But bear in mind, if it's a good accent, is it okay? If it's a shit accent,
obviously. No.
If it makes the story
on a scale,
the thing about that is there's not many, like, not every black person speaks the same.
That's exactly.
Like, there's no,
when
there's
a generic
no black
one,
accent.
There's
a guy that we all know as black people that speaks like that. But we don't like him. Hence, we don't like people.
He's bringing everyone down.
Yeah, like, we don't
like the Donald Trump of presidents.
This guy is my leaven. He killed 11 people.
Do you know who my leaven is? I want him, man. Please tell him.
Who's my leaven?
Can you do a my leaven?
Is he a rapper?
No. My leaven is a criminal.
And he's that well known.
He was on a documentary. Can you do a
That's the thing. The cops were looking. He was on a wanted list, and a guy from England found him.
What's the guy's
name?
Weird
for him. Local police was looking for him.
Probably from his Facebook profile.
They found him 11. He was sitting in town.
And they were interviewing him. They were interviewing him. And they asked him, what do you do for a living? It's like, I do crime.
I think I do know this guy.
I want the man.
Like, how do you do this? He's been in jail a few times.
Yeah. And then he asks, he says,
I want the man, I'll take your cat and put in the microwave and go, example.
Example got his name.
Malevolence.
Is that an example got his name?
Yeah.
The rapper.
Then afterwards
example's a rapper.
They ask him, and if they don't give him the money, I take your wife, I put knife here.
I say example.
I say example. Blood is coming. What are you gonna do?
You guys have learned this documentary off by heart.
What's the name of this documentary?
It's called Malevolence.
Just the world.
South Thoreau.
Google Malevolence.
Yes, Louis Theroux. Weird weekends. That's what it's called. He's standing in Hillbrow there, and the guy just comes and says, and he's quite shocked that the guy is saying, "Yeah, I'm a criminal."
That documentary was actually on TV about 2-3 weeks ago.
He said he's been to jail. "Yeah, I've been to jail. He's like a Holiday Inn. Like I go in, I say hello to my friends, we discuss. We almost have like a conference or powwow." Yeah. That's Indian.
No,
but proper Indian.
Malevolence is
the original one.
Oh, okay.
My cousin got left in jail, by the way.
About
4 days ago.
Oh, for what?
And I was this is a true story.
Is that where you got the car from?
He's got my 11.
Rid of his assets.
My cousin has got my 11 tendencies.
Oh, okay.
So it's more of my 11.
So he's not guilty.
He's very guilty. So people that watch me be like, "Yo, your cousin."
You by association quite gangster in your comedy. Like,
yeah,
I've got
a story
people.
About that. So, but the thing is, like,
you got 5 minutes.
Here's what I thought. It doesn't matter. This guy got life in jail, right? Doesn't matter how many times this guy jerks off, he's never gonna come out.
Jerks off.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how many times he jerks off.
He's never gonna come out.
Never gonna come out. I like that. Okay.
So never gonna come out because he's inside.
Oh, okay. But what did he get life in prison
what was he in for?
Can you say?
He killed about. Okay, he's.
Whoa! I think this is my
I love you guys. Thank you.
It's been alleged that he's involved in 40 plus murder cases. Plus armed robbery.
He's not even doing the example anymore. He's doing the full.
He's demonstrating.
Here's an example of how to murder someone.
He's doing the practical work.
Yeah. Listen, someone said to me, "This show has no structure." And we talk over each other and it's horrible. I've just realized this is now called Do You Know Anyone in Jail?
Wow. This has been the most eventful hour of my life. This has been fun. This has been glazing, actually.
Okay, so now he's involved. So I don't want to talk about your brother or your cousin. Fuck.
Yeah.
Talk about the stuff, real stuff. You've got shows coming. Are you coming to the show tonight?
Yes, I'm coming to the show tonight.
It's just open mic. I can give you like $150 beer.
Cool.
But then don't drive afterwards.
No, I will.
Can I also get minus the beer.
You know what you can get? A packet of hops. Because it's the same price as Dacha.
What am I supposed to do? Smoke hops?
Isn't it weird? Like,
I know a lot of my Muslim friends
they smoke weed.
Dig a bit of weed.
And cocaine.
Whoa.
And dick. I'm from Cape Town. They take cocaine, dick, and pork as on the side. It's like
but we don't drink. No. We don't drink. But we'll do all the cocaine. Wait, so the actual question was like, how offensive does it like become when someone uses blacks and
can I do Kosinati Maki's accent?
From Leon Schuster to Trevor Noah.
I'm gonna do you.
Trevor Noah is half black, so he's
Trevor Noah is half black.
But like Leon Schuster
is half black.
Yeah, he's half black. He's white.
Leon
Schuster
is a white guy. Guys, Trevor Noah is half black.
Let's take a moment and think about this.
Trevor Noah is half black.
Guys, Leon Schuster's black accent, like, is that acceptable?
But he goes straight into
Leon Schuster is one of those.
He goes into those like
beauty, the maid kind of thing.
No. Lilian Dube gave him a Xhosa swear word in the Zulu. Is on my stoop. Before she did clientele.
Oh, Dube,
okay. When she was acting. So, I don't know what she does
now. When you say she, you're talking about...
Lilian Dube.
Lilian Dube.
The other Dube. Desmond
Dube's mother.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a lie lineage. Anyway, yeah? Swear word?
So, I'm saying like, she say, hey, Lumgung. And so, like, that word for all Xhosa people or black people in South Africa were like...
Let's withdraw.
No, Leon, you can go on.
You can have.
Is that word? What does it mean?
When we describe you.
Because you actually left the microphone when you said that.
That's how far away
you look like Leon Schuster when he's got his. When he does his makeup. Okay. Looks like in Kosinati Maki.
Mundo is like. Is,
I think that's
like,
the look he was going for.
Mundo is like. okay, when you say somebody, you're an ass, basically, right?
Yeah.
It's been quite a cultural show. Eh?
It sounds cheeky. Yeah. It sounds cheeky, but Ngundu has got vivid. It's vivid.
It's in the ass.
It's like
actual sphincter.
It's like if an ass was this small, then Ngundu would be like this.
Well, they can't see.
It's a huge thing. It's like a huge
showing
ass.
His hands. You know when a fisherman lies about a fish, that's how big his hands are.
Huge ass. Like, I don't know. Like,
so that's
like
what he called who? Did Leon Schuster use the word?
Yes.
Yeah.
In what way?
So you come again?
What did Leon Schuster say?
No, Leon Schuster.
No, he never took the word on himself.
No,
Lilian Dube called him that.
Oh, see. Okay, cool.
But she was a maid. Lillian Dube in that movie, and then Lillian Schuster was being a bitch.
Big up to me for never seeing a Lillian Schuster movie.
Well done. Woo! Well done. As a white person, that's an achievement.
No, we watched that movie like it was a religion.
I'm not white, I'm Norwegian.
Sorry, Norwegian.
And the other Jewish side are from Lithuania.
That accent is the one that kills
me. We were oppressed.
The Lillian Schuster one.
Speaking of domestic workers, don't you find that domestic workers are like James Bond?
How so?
Because they have a double life.
Yes,
that's true. Hey,
they take that outfit off.
You never know. I mean, the maid outfit comes in there. It's very quiet. Hello, sweepy, sweep, sweep. Lambs, quiet.
But I mean, then they're out in the streets.
And then you check in on Snapchat
next week. Snapchat,
Instagram,
all your wine bottles, all your forks and spoons.
Let me give a scenario, okay? Domestic workers, okay? They're at home. It's like James Bond. James Bond in his real life. It's got fuck all, like nothing.
It's got nothing.
Double agents, yeah.
So then,
and then it goes to work.
Domestic
it's
workers
got
all the
this
gadgets.
Cool stuff.
Yeah.
Domestic workers have got the house now, right now.
At home.
At your house. Yeah. She owns that house for like the next 10 hours. Yeah. And then she owns like your kids as
so
well.
So her and Richmond are just she's in my house nice now, kids. Just giving it.
She's got kids. Yes. She's got kids who go to private school. She doesn't give a fuck about it. My grandmother's a domestic worker, so I know.
I don't have a domestic worker.
Like, she doesn't care. Like, she doesn't care.
Is your grand busy on Wednesday?
She'll tell us, like, my kids go to private school.
That's so horrible. That's horrible.
The kids go to private school.
She would tell me, like, my kids go to private school. I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
I think your family are very blessed. They get stuff.
She was a domestic worker, and so her boss's kids went to private school, and those were her kids.
Oh, I see.
Like, we were like,
treated them like her kids.
Yeah, we were like time passing. I don't know why. Like,
au pair.
Yeah, like, we were cool though.
So listen, I don't know whether to play out with some comedy now. This is for the next 5 minutes. Is Russell Peters?
Okay.
So Hel, will you say something quite good for the people that are listening that have still fucking stuck it out
the
for the hour?
Seven people.
Say what do you mean something?
Say something knowledgeable comedy wise. You going to where tonight?
I'm going to Mainland Finance.
You sound very keen.
Yes.
Excited.
So I'm going to Mainland
Finance. Your comedy is a bit camp, eh? Have you noticed that? There is a little bit camp, yeah.
What do you mean camp?
Gay.
Gay? Tell me one of my gay jokes.
Okay,
tell me.
This is, he walks on stage. Hi, everyone.
Gay.
Tell me he hasn't done
gay.
That, Eric.
Gay?
Yeah,
when
that's
did I ever say?
Hi. Park is on
hi
Saturday.
Guys.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys.
Is that how gay people
so you
talk?
Don't know what
yes.
camp is? So you know what camp
no.
means?
No, well,
so
nah,
now Muslim
I
people mean, don't know what camp means.
Gay. We don't
indulge
no in
gay
that
Muslims.
Stuff. We don't indulge in alcohol, and we don't do gay things, but cocaine
except,
is out.
Except when you're at Parker's on a stage. You literally walked on stage, handsome, tall, chest out. Hi, everyone.
Then
so,
like,
so
yes.
say something. Okay. Mainland
am I going to come out? Oh, no. Guys. No.
Four ways, bro.
Find a way.
Don't tolerate Morphe's in four ways.
Oh, God.
Okay, listen. So, okay, yeah. So you're getting cool. Mainland
I'll
tonight?
I'll have you know I'm very much not gay, okay, Dave?
That's fine.
Okay,
don't.
Cool.
Hey,
say
no.
something motivational hey. Now.
Some of my best friends have
just
got friends that are
Dave,
gay.
Dave wants to fuck me. That's why.
Say something
so, hell,
motivational,
you are the handsomest guy. Say motivational, then say goodbye, Eric.
Say something cool. Say something cool. As always, be great.
Say something cool.
As always, don't
do
great.
Black accents.
Don't be great. Don't
do
black
accents. Many
and get
times
free shit.
It's funny to us when white people do it.
Yeah, it's fun to us when white people do it.
It's funny. Like, it's
funny.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Just keep doing it. Keep doing it until somebody punches you.
You are a misogynistic. What is it?
Ngundu.
You are a Ngundu.
And as Mr. T would say, a wise man always has something to say, and a fool always has to say something.
Bam.
That was death. That line just died.
For a second.
And then I was like, all right, maybe I could still sort of turn this into something. And I went to one of those dance schools. But in the 80s, the dance schools were only tap, jazz, and ballet. There was no hip-hop classes yet. So I walk in, I go, hey, and there's a bunch of guys in there. And I go, hey, you guys going to be dancers? Like, yeah, we're all going to be dancers. And I was like, I don't want to dance anymore.
never danced again after that. My parents knew that I wasn't going to be anything, well, they thought I wasn't going to be anything special. And I was, they had every right to think that. I wasn't a good student in school. My parents were not the Indian parents that were trying to tell me to, you should be a doctor, lawyer. They never had any false hopes. My parents were literally like, son, when you graduate from high school, airport is hiring. I was like, what about being a break dancer? Son, you can dance on your break. I'm not good on computers. You know how bad that is for an Indian guy to not be good on computers? That's like a black guy with no rhythm. You know what I mean? That doesn't make any sense. I didn't look at you, I looked at the other black guy. But I'm not. I'm like really like I genuinely like. Are you good on computers, sir? Video guy? Kind of. I'm horrible. Like really bad. Like, it's easier for me to tell you what I can do than what I can't do on a computer. Here's what I can do on a computer. I can stream and I can download. That's it. I stream porn. I download music. That's all you need to do. I think if you're downloading porn, you're way too attached to the porn. You should be in a relationship. My worst day for me is when I have to call the 1-800 number because I have a problem with my computer and I get an Indian person on the phone. That's not the part that bothers me. I think that's great that they've outsourced the job. The part that bothers me is that that guy knows who I am.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.